as cool. Yes, and also only sixth grade,
right,
of schooling. Well, I would ask you the same thing that you were asked before. Why aren't you going to school to finish your elemental schooling and get your high school education? You said because these older people are there, and you feel that it's a waste of time.
Another factor.
Is that the way you, that's what you said before? You know, you feel it's a waste of time.
What I'm saying is they don't pay you enough.
Well, all right, but you see, but I want to, of course, this is only like, as if I were your mother, I would be telling you that you might get more money now by not going to school, but you are never going to get any money ever in your life unless you go to school. You'll always be getting the least possible amount of money, and that naturally will might get you again into trouble. But this is, of course, this is un consejo.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Remember that.
I think that after spending the best years of my life in prison, I think that should be lesson enough. What if I have to just sweep streets? I must stay out there.
Yes, but the point, yeah, I know that. I know, and God be with you. But the point is that you should have a greater ambition because you have so much for you, going for you.
Well, let me answer that question you just said there. What is it to have ambition? And if you go to school, you find that it's the school system is so decayed. Decayed that way is you actually are learning nothing. I mean nothing. So might as well go and do some work and earn some money for it. Because you go to school right now, well, before, and right now you're still the same way because the school is situated in a gallery. You got 42 men in each side and 42 men in the other side. This man is coming back and forth. These cells are banging up, and you can't pay attention to what you're doing in the first place. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
In other words, they never have made a real effort since I've been in Attica to put the education level as to what it should be. This is my point I'm trying to get across. If I'm going to school and I can learn anything, and at the same time I'm starving because I can't get enough money to buy my needs, I might as well go and work.
Well, I know that there is a great deal of discrimination, obviously, in the United States against anybody who comes from another country. It's always been like that, and we hope that eventually will not be like that. But meanwhile, this is what happens. This is what is going on. Especially when you don't have sufficient training, when you know, so that you are always in the lower ladder, you know, steps of life, you know, an economic progress, economic position. So we've got to be prepared and to study a great deal in order to be able, you as a young man, in order to be able to offset and completely change this attitude of the people of the United States. You see? But if you don't study, even if you have to go hungry now, if you don't study, you are not going to be able to do much, and you have so much going for you. Of course, this is, doesn't do you much good for another 4 years in prison, but I'm telling it to you from the bottom of my heart.
I believe you very much, ma'am. It is a thing to... for you to speak to me from up there and tell me of this, you know. But when you are in a prison where you see so much
through
discrimination given to your people, it's a shame. What can I say?
Mr. Martinez, our time has very nearly run, and if you want to make your statement, we'd be glad to have you do it now. I think we're going off the air in a very short time, and
we can continue.
We'd like at least for the public to have your statement, and then we will continue in the studio with your with other questions.
Oh, I have a writing because so.
Surely. Please use whatever you wish.
Uh, to the McKay Commission and society in general. Gentlemen, the conditions which now exist in Attica remain deplorable, especially in the fireable areas. Officer-inmate relation, medical attention, recreation, food, Spanish and black personnel. Consequently, there's only one Puerto Rican and one black officer. The public has been led to believe through the issuance, or have to, not true, and outright lies that the conditions are improving here at Attica. The public is told that the inmates are allowed telephone calls, but they are not told that this privilege is limited to Walker Prison. The public is told that the inmates' diet has improved in nutrition, but they are not told that the diet remains to be a bland, monotonous mess, which does not change month after month. Variety, tests, and preparation must be also considered along with nutrition. The public is told that the present tensions at Attica is caused by the state's failure to issue new clothes, blankets, and toilet articles. This is an outright lie, which has been put forth by the local union, which represents the correctional officers. This was done for the apparent selfish reasons. The inmates want an expanded work release program, educational vocational programs, better medical treatment, and less cell time. Inmates are still being treated with callous indifference and outright outrageous disrespect. This is for now. I would like to, if it's possible this time, to address myself to everybody out there, especially these young kids that are coming up now in this young ghetto. It's not worth it. It's as simple as that. I would like society to also realize that, like myself, there's hundreds of Luis Martinez out there in that street who eventually wind up like myself, unless something is done about them in time. And I know, I've seen them come in prisons year and year again, younger and younger and younger. And it's a shame.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. That's a very fine statement. Are you willing to stay for a moment longer for other questions that the commission may have?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hennings?
I'd like to share with you the fact I think you know already that I have. I'd like to share with you the reality of part of my life. I was just like you, one of those kids that made a lot of mistakes, you know, and sort of went down the drain. But there's things I want to ask you, you know, in reference to prison. You've talked about your experience in prison, and in my mind, to some extent, in a very limited way. I don't recall you saying anything about ever having been in HBZ. Have you ever been in HBZ?
Yes, sir, I have.
You have. Could you tell us something about that?
Well, HBC, the first time I went was, I went to the observation section, sent there by the prison doctor, because I repeatedly came back requesting for medical attention, and this was a way to get rid of me, actually, without giving me the attention. What it amounted to was a mattress on the floor. At that time, your food was brought in a bowl where all was piled up on top of each other. And it was actually, you only got to see a psychiatrist about once a week on Monday. If you came on Tuesday, that means you have to wait until next week. And that was it. That was the amount of observation within the prison.
And in addition to that, we've had several witnesses here today who has denied any knowledge or any physical evidence of brutality within the prison. Do you share their view?
No, I don't.
Have you any personal experiences?
Yes, I have. on one occasion taking the joyride, what is called the joyride.
Could you explain it?
Well, in one occasion I was taken up to HBC, and the normal procedure is that the elevator is stopped in between two floors, so there's no witnesses, but the correction guards themselves will take you up there. And a workout is perceived there.
But what is a workout?
You get beaten.
And to, do they try to black your eyes or crack your skull or hit you in places where it can't be easily detected?
It doesn't make any difference. You ain't going to see nobody anyway.
And the guard that would be on an HBZ, if this took place, it would be almost impossible for him not to know that you was whipped on that elevator.
Of course. A lot of times when you get out of there, there's blood all over the place.
And I would like to also ask you some questions about job discrimination.
That is 6th article, 100%.
Yeah, job discrimination. See, I ask these questions because this has been my experience years ago. And everybody is talking about change, yet and still Attica took place. And as if magically we had an Attica. It's very difficult for me to accept this in view of my own past experiences. And I really wanted to ask you these questions. In reference to personal experiences that you had. And I know you're aware of the fact that you're under oath.
Yes, sir.
And I have no reason to question your integrity. I think you were very courageous, in fact, to be as forthright as you've been and still have to go back to Attica, you see, and still have to look forward to other powers for considerations at a later date in your life. For some consideration, and I don't have any browbeating for you, man. I all I can say is that I admire the fact that you are trying to do something, if the conditions are like you say they are, and also under the conditions to be able to have gotten to the point where you are at, where that you can speak to a group of people as sophisticated as this group and be perfectly understood. Whether you got it in one of the conventional schools or you got it, like you say, the hard way, but you got it.
Thank
That's
you,
what
sir.
I have to say.
Bishop Broderick?
I just always want to question. Were you on heroin the time of this felony, you committed this felony?
Yes, sir, I was.
Did the judge know that and the jury? I assume you had a jury of some kind.
Well, sir, I really couldn't tell you. I don't know whether my lawyer made that fact aware of it.
Well, I wouldn't know why you had a lawyer unless this would seem to be very, very important for the lawyer to say.
Well, I have
My point, I think, is I wonder why you were sent to a place like Attica rather than to a hospital. Now, are you off the kick? Are you off heroin now?
Well, I've been in years,
six years ago.
Yeah, in 6 years.
Well, did you cure yourself? Was that it?
I couldn't answer that. I don't know. If you mean if there's any side effects, psychological effects, I'm not in a position to know. I don't know. I might go out there and use it again for all I know.
I see. But you feel cured now, do you?
Do I feel cured?
Cured, rehabilitated. You feel you're off heroin. You have no attraction to it or inclination for it.
Not attraction, but let's put it this way. There is none to be had.
And this is the only reason?
I wouldn't say it's the only reason. I don't know what it, if you put some here, I don't know if I would be tempted to use it or not. So I couldn't really...
Is there any help you get up there? Do they say that you were once a drug user and now you come to class, or do you see a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a counselor? No one even bothers about helping you.
Unless you request some type of help, and sometimes you might get it.
I see.
That's about it.
That's all. Thanks.
Mr. Wilbank, I have one brief question. I had a wrong impression, I think, at the beginning, and perhaps the public did too, and maybe I'm wrong. I want to clarify it again. You mentioned that when you came to Attica, you were there. You came for the purpose of the DVR project.
That was the reason that they gave me.
Yeah. Now, I got the impression when you said that, that when you got there, when you arrived, the DVR project was in existence, but you simply were to sign there. But then later on, you said you'd been there 9 months. And then you found out that it had been open 2 months, and then you requested to be transferred. In other words, when you first arrived at Attica, was DVR actively in operation?
No.
Okay, well, that was a point that, you know, I wasn't quite clear about, and I wanted to make sure that that was it.
When did you have this experience in the elevator going up to the box?
I had just come from the hospital. Rather, the day before I come from the hospital, as a matter of fact, I got a lawsuit filed against the prison administrator, Martinez versus Mancusi,
What year was it in, is what I was asking.
It was on 10A70.
Now, did you report the experience to anybody in the administration that you had been beaten? Did you drop a tab?
I didn't have to. The PK came up to see me, and when I explained the problems, he just hoped that my blank fall off, my leg blank fall off.
I don't understand that. You told him that you had been beaten?
Yes. And he said that he hoped that my leg, he cursed and mentioned my leg, and he hoped that he fall off.
That you're...
Well, no, that
your
there
brace?
Was a word which I don't think of.
Blank.
Blank. Blank. That you... Now, do you fear any reprisals in going back to Attica?
Yes, I do. There might be minor reprisals, which eventually, after a while, I say, after all this thing is blown up, could resolve into worse reprisals. Anything could happen. And I know for a fact to have happened.
And when you say have happened, you're not talking about after somebody has testified publicly before this commission, are you?
No, I am talking to inmates who have made statements to the press after the riot. And I think you could get my point. I can't get it.
And why, knowing that people talk about these experiences of reprisals, have you been willing to come forward here?
Well, sir, like I said before, when I came through that gate, I wish my mama was there. I don't want nobody, I don't care whether it's Puerto Rican, black, or American, to go through the same thing.
I think that I'd like to really just end with a reading from your record, because I find that it is very telling. It lists your name as Luis Martinez and your alias as Luis Pagan Martinez. That's your true name, isn't it? What's listed as the alias?
My true name is Luis Angel Rosa Martinez.
Where did they get that in?
And your true name is not Luis, L-O-U-I-S, but L-U-I-S.
Right.
His alias is Colonel.
Mr. Martinez, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate very much your cooperation.
Thank you, sir.
The hearing is recessed.